December 26th, the day after Christmas Day, or as we in the UK call it, Boxing Day. But why is it called Boxing Day? Has it got anything to do with the actual sport of boxing, or is it something completely different? Listen in and find out more. This is the Kringle Talks Christmas podcast, and I'm your host, Chris Kringle. I'll be completely honest with you. I've always wanted to know why exactly it's called Boxing Day, and not just December 26th, the day after Christmas Day, like it is in most places. What is it about the UK that decides to have its own reference to the day after Boxing Day? Well, I have the answer. According to the BBC article on December 26th, 2020, Boxing Day got its name from when Queen Victoria was on the throne in the 1800s, and has actually nothing to do with the sport of boxing. So, that's one theory out of the way already. The name comes from a time when the rich used to box up gifts to give to the poor. Boxing Day was traditionally a day off of servants, a day when they received a special Christmas box from their masters. The servants would also go home on Boxing Day to give Christmas boxes to their families. The day also has religious connections and is celebrated as St. Stephen's Day in Ireland and the Catalonia region of Spain. In some European countries such as Hungary, Germany, Poland and the Netherlands, Boxing Day is celebrated as a second Christmas Day. Churches also played a part in their creation of Boxing Day. Through the year, they would take money from the churchgoers in the form of a collection and hand it out at Christmas. Many of them stored the collection money in a box, which they opened on Christmas Day. The money was then handed out to the poor the next day, on Boxing Day. Today, those boxes aren't as popular. However, some people leave out extra money for people like paperboys and the girls in the weeks before Christmas, and call it a Christmas box. So, Boxing Day traditionally is the day after Christmas Day and falls on December 26th. It's also a public bank holiday in the UK. When 26th of December is a Saturday, the Boxing Day bank holiday is moved to the next Monday. If December 26th falls on a Sunday, then the holiday is following Tuesday. Now in the UK, we have football traditions on Boxing Day, which is a football free zone, but this wasn't always the case. In the days before TV, there would be a full programme of matches on December 25th, with fans popping on hats and gloves to watch football at grounds across the UK after eating. But throughout the 1950s, attitudes towards playing sport on Christmas Day had changed. The final Christmas Day football match took place in December 1957, leaving Boxing Day as a traditional festive fixture. Now, what about food on Boxing Day, I hear you ask? Turkey sandwiches. For many people, Boxing Day actually only means one thing: leftovers. Let's face it, many people prepare way too much food for Christmas Day and end up eating it for the next week. Turkey curry, turkey pies, and the famous turkey sandwich. Yep, looking forward to it already. We'll skip the leftover sprouts though. Now, that's why Boxing Day is called Boxing Day and not just December 26th. I know you were probably hoping for some really cool story about how, you know, there was always a fight on Boxing Day and two people would come together and, you know, battle it out, but sorry, this isn't the case. It genuinely is to do with boxing up presents and handing them out to the less and the needy and the poor. I found this like a really good tradition, something I might start up myself over here where I am living. We've got a nice church hall nearby, a nice parish hall, and the chance to be able to give back to some of the locals who might be, you know, a little less off and a little less fortunate. Boxing Day. Any traditions you have on Boxing Day with your families and friends, anything you guys get together and do? I know for myself, from personal experience, I always used to go over to my aunt's house. She had this massive giant house, the garden the size of a football field, and I'm talking about an American-style football field, a good 100 yards, and the width as well. We'd always go over for Boxing Day, the day after Christmas Day. We'd all get round together with the family. When I was younger, I'd always get some presents from the family. But as I've got a little bit older, that's not quite the case, and now that's left for my daughter to enjoy. But it was always a lovely tradition to celebrate because, if many of you are aware, my mum's birthday is on Christmas Day, so it's a chance to actually celebrate Christmas properly with friends and family, and then Boxing Day specifically with more family and friends. So that's Boxing Day for us over in the UK. You know, if you celebrate Boxing Day as an actual day of holiday over in the US or in other parts of Europe and Canada, etc., please do let me know in the comments exactly what your traditions are for Boxing Day, what you call it. Do you call it Boxing Day? Do you call it December 26th? Do you call it any sort of other names? I haven't really thought of or seen too many other names given to Boxing Day over here. So let me know what you think about it and what you would call it over in other countries in the comments below. But until then, this is another episode of the Kringle Talks Christmas Podcast with me, Chris Kringle. Yes, they are short and yes, they are sweet. And this is literally... This is your toilet time podcast. I will just throw it out there. A good 5 minutes, depending if you want to get away from the wife or the husband. Spend 5 minutes in the bathroom listening to me. But just don't tell the other half because that would be a little bit creepy. You can follow me on Twitter at Christmas Talks, which is KRISTMAS Talks. And also you can find all these podcasts and all my other podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, searching the name Kringle Talks Christmas, as well as the Podcast Network, a group of collective podcasters around the world spewing the best in Christmas podcasts and me. But until next time, guys, Merry Christmas, happy times, and I'll speak to you very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.